I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, music nerds, and welcome to season 7 of the show. Yeah, can't believe it. Just wanted to say hello and let you know about what's happening and that the new season is about to start up next week. So for season 7, I'm going to be releasing episodes every 2 weeks. They'll come out the first and third Wednesday of the month between now and sometime in January or February of 2024. So episode 1 of the season will come out on June 21st, and then July 5th, then July 19th, and so on and so forth. I've gathered a cast of really incredible folks, and most of these conversations are actually already in the can and prepped to hit your ears starting really soon. This year, we're going to dive in deep with some old school legends, some crafty young upstarts, some instrumental gods, a producer or two, and just bring you more great conversations about music and making records. Some of these folks you may not have heard of, and some you'll be very familiar with, but I promise you they'll all be interesting discussions and captivating guests. So nothing new there, kind of the same drill. The format of the show will be more or less how it ended up last year. The musical snippets I used to have on the show in earlier seasons are gone because I was forced to remove them for legal reasons. I've beefed up the accompanying playlist this year, so you'll be able to access those now on both Spotify and Apple Music. So every episode will have a playlist that I know you're going to love. I'll include songs by the artist, but it'll also have lots of songs that we end up discussing on each episode. You'll find the links to those playlists in the show notes for each episode or over at our website at makersandshakerspodcast.com. I highly encourage you to listen to those as they'll be full of cool stuff and they're free to listen to. So check them out. As always, I ask for a little help from you, the generous listener, to get the word out about the show, and there's a few ways to do that, some of which are new this year. The best way to support the show is to subscribe on Patreon. This is a way to financially get behind it with an amount of your choice every month. Even a couple bucks a month helps as it all adds up, and the money is extremely useful and valuable to me as the overhead for doing this show goes up each year as well. There's new hosting costs, editing costs, promotional, hard costs on the technical side, and all those things that are part of what I do here to keep this show going. So support from you, the listener, is a great way to let me know you're out there and digging the show. If you can't afford a monthly payment of any kind, one-time donations are super easy as well. Both of those ways of kicking in are easy to find links at the homepage at makersandshakerspodcast.com. Oh, and we built a brand new website there this year as well. Just a little update overall and some easier navigation and search tools for all the episodes. If financial support is not in the cards for you, it's also a huge help to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and or Spotify. It's free to do that. And as those numbers rise, so does the circulation and exposure to other people. So just a simple subscribe click is a great way to show your support. You can go one step further and leave comments and reviews at Apple Podcasts. And I think they might have just started doing that at Spotify now, too. All that stuff really helps, actually. And I'd really appreciate if you took a moment and did that. I also have some new merch you can grab, some shirts. I think some mugs are coming and some hoodies. It's all there at the website as well. Go have a look. And I should mention that this year for our Patreon subscribers, we're going to be doing a prize pack again, as we did last year. Last year, we gave away a really cool Union Tube and Transistor guitar pedal. And this year, we're going to bump that up a notch and give away some more Union stuff, but also some other prizes from our sponsors, our other sponsors. So more on that as the season unfolds. But to enter, you just need to be a Patreon subscriber of as little as a couple bucks a month, and you'll be automatically entered in the draw for the prize pack. So that's the scoop on that front. And what else is going on musically? Things have been grooving along here. I've been pretty busy with sessions and production and mixing, and that's all been really rewarding and a lot of fun to be working on music with human beings again. I've had the pleasure of playing and working on some amazing musical projects the last year, and some of those have even been through people that I've met doing this show, which is so dang cool. I do run a studio here in East Nashville called The Hen House, and we make a lot of cool records here. And if you want to come and hang in Nashville and make some music, have I got the place for you. Just hit me up anytime. Meanwhile, I put out 3 records of my own last year. It was basically all the stuff I worked on over the pandemic. And while that time really sucked, it was also a pretty creative time for me, I guess, and as a way of staving off boredom and starvation. So all that came out last year in the form of 3 albums, and you can hear those now on Apple or Spotify or wherever you do that thing, or you can order physical copies through my website at stevedawson.ca. I'd love for you to have a listen. There's one called Gone Long Gone, and then the second one is a trippy instrumental pedal steel album called Phantom Threshold, and then the most recent one that came out a couple months ago is called Eyes Closed Dreaming. I'm not doing a ton of touring right now as I'm mostly focused on studio work, but I do the occasional thing around town here. I have a band called the Volcano Brothers, and if you're around Nashville, we do the odd show playing old 1920s Hawaiian music. It's really fun. It's me and Fats Kaplan and Dave Jakes, and you should come and listen to us play sometime. I will also be at the Vancouver Folk Fest with my marvelous band, the Hooded Mergansers, as they are now called. So come say hi if you're in Vancouver for the Folk Festival. That's about all I got for you. It's going to be a great season, and I can't wait to start rolling it out for you. Thanks for listening, and we'll be kicking it all off a week from today. So be sure to subscribe on Apple or Spotify, and you'll be hearing from me every couple of weeks going forward. So see you then, and thank you so much for tuning in.